Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Big Hood in the building. What up? How about the boys? The Dallas Cowboys, that is. What up, what up?
Yeah, yeah.
What up? How about the boys? What up? How about the boys?
Yeah, boys.
They bring the noise. What up?
I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. So what is going on, fellas?
What's going on besides our monetization going out the window?
Fuck monetization. Like, we're not even close to monetization. Like, who gives a shit about monetization? The money will come.
We are in contacts with Big HUD and his manager.
He's actually getting mad. We haven't said Big HUD. We haven't said his name in the last at least 3 episodes.
No, shout out Big HUD in the building.
So we haven't even talked about Big HUD, but I got big dog beside me, fantasy football guru, the shaman, Revdro.
What's going on, boys?
Special guest here for episode 9.
Episode 9?
Do you think our fans, on season 2, episode 9, do you think our fans are going to say, oh yeah, the bandwagon boy Adam just brought Revdro on because he wants him to suck Brady's D on cam for us?
Oh yeah, this disgusting jersey. I can't really look because I don't want to get away from the mic, but look how gross that thing is.
Hey, at least I didn't come in a Tampa Brady, right? I'm still supporting the boys.
Okay, so before we dive into anything, I'm going to ask you, you've been a huge Patriots fan since I've known you. We've known each other for over 20 years. Brady was obviously the quarterback almost the whole time. Were you a legit fan? I can't remember. Were you a legit fan of the Patriots before Brady was there?
Absolutely. So the reason I chose the Patriots, I was actually at my uncle's house watching football. He's a big football fan. And it was when Green Bay played the Patriots and the Patriots lost in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And all my life, I've always been kind of an underdog guy. So I chose the Patriots then. And to be honest, I just fluked out.
Yeah.
And then, one of the sickest teams for years, right?
For 20 years.
Yeah. So that was before Brady even. So.
Okay. So you're Pats with or without Brades?
With or without. I mean, obviously, I got love for Brady. I support him over there and stuff. But through and through Pats for
and,
sure.
And you can find Rev's Instagram at New England Patriots Can Fan.
You know what? I would
maybe wait a few days.
I would definitely be on that pod. Yeah.
I would check it out. So anyways, back to Instagram. You can get us at Dallas Cowboys Can Fan, the fastest growing Canadian Dallas Cowboys entertainment Instagram page.
And
what's the YouTube, AJ?
The YouTube is just at this point in our career, just Google or search on YouTube Dallas Cowboys Can Fan.
And subscribe, you fucks.
Subscribe, you imbeciles. We're almost to 100.
You know what, though? We're getting every week. We're getting a couple, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. As soon as we hit 100 subs, we'll unveil something big.
Yeah. Or small.
Or small.
You know what? It's going to be, you be the judge.
So we don't call you the guru for no reason. What did you bring here?
So I brought something special here.
Look at that thing.
We got a nice subtle flex here. So this is our fantasy football trophy,
which we're all in. This
we're
is
all
the
in
league.
Here. So we got 10 years on the trophy. And my name's on here three times.
Is it three times?
Three times here out of 10 years.
Jeepers.
Only three-peat on here, and we'll just throw the question out there. How many times are your guys' names on here?
I think I lost you one year.
Fuck you.
I think I run it up one year.
I run it up once, but that's not on the trophy.
You did beat me, right, one year?
Yes.
I think LaDainian Tomlinson year when he was a beast and he decided not to do anything in the finals.
You can put, I mean, you can put, put, let's, put that up, put, on the put it up on there for now for a second. But you
whack. here, slide
it over to your right.
Slide it over to for those who
are that's your left.
Left. No, sorry. Yes, your left. Keep going. Right there.
Yeah, that's good.
So the one thing I will say. Our league's been going longer than 10 years. We've been going for 15.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we did about 5 or 6. Was it 5 or 6 years?
I think we're going on 16. This is year 16.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
We did.
It's longer than that. We started when we were in grade 10. So yeah. we're going on like 18 years.
I don't know if I was with the league right
away.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. This is the original.
Yeah, it was four.
This is the original four.
I missed the first couple years when you guys were doing the manual website.
Oh, no, wait, hang on a sec.
Me and you, Ad.
That was Anthony and I just separate, but you were in, it was...
Grade 11 or 10 it was, that we started.
Because the first draft was up in the loft, and it was Joey. Right. It was Joey, the four of us, Morv, Mike Newdorf, and then Spencer Arnold.
Right.
And Kid then someone Morf? Else.
Hey, and Kid then, Morf, Kid shout Morf, out. Yeah. True yeah. me.
So, and then the next year we did the draft with Mark, and that's the year that he was, who's Ocho Senko?
Yeah.
Right. I was wearing the jersey.
Yeah, I was there for that, yeah.
And that we did that at the Vatican.
Yeah.
We did
so we've been, Vatican. We so us three have been losing fantasy football consistently for a long time.
Yeah, I'm always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
You're a regular season stud.
I'm a season stud, and then playoffs happen, and I go, playoffs?
It's better playoffs? Than what I do. I just get beat every time, everywhere, but that's all right. That's why I join at least four leagues, and out of those four leagues, hopefully I fluke out and make it to playoffs in one of them.
Okay, so in my life, if I never win a fantasy football, I would rather the Raiders never win.
You don't
got to
be shy. Sorry, you don't got to be shy about cracking those. We love hearing those.
Crack them in the mic.
Crack them in the mic.
The people love
it. Put some attitude on it.
Two things that we don't care about. We don't care about the beers cracking in the mic, and we also don't care about people getting handsy. People get handsy all the time. Ants half talking.
What is it?
ASMR. ASMR.
Isn't that ASMR? No, I would much rather I will win just one fantasy football championship in my life and the Raiders never win. That I would rather that because it's just so much more personal.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'd rather see the Cowboys win a Super Bowl than win fantasy football.
And that's why you're the host of the Dallas Cowboys CanFan Pod.
Just win, baby. Yeah. And Oaks, I have a question about Tom Brady, of course. I want to bring
12.
Can we bring him up now?
We can bring him up as much as we want. We have a Patriots fan here.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't know. Do we want to jump into that, or do we want to go into the draft? Maybe the draft.
Okay, let's
first?
Do some Cowboys shit first, and then we'll delve.
Sorry.
We'll put that on the burner.
Okay. Yeah, put it on the burner.
It's. I mean, it's not going away.
Put that in your back.
I'm looking at the jersey.
Put
just
it
like
in your
Tom
back
Brady
pocket.
Ain't going away.
No, he ain't. He ain't.
Okay.
So what do we got going on in the Cowboys world here? Little post draft action.
So you asked to bring up the NFL.com. Do we want to go through anyone else? Or just
they got 21st?
They got 21st rank. I know.
What?
So what do you think?
B-minus, ouch.
They NFL.com gave the Dallas Cowboys a B-minus grade.
I don't know about that, man. I mean, B-minus actually isn't that bad. I'm more chapped about 21st. Like, that means...
But is this just the draft grade? It's nothing to do with their team grade.
Oh, their
right?
team grade, they're probably at about 21 also. I'd
I mean,
say around...
C's get degrees, and the worst was a C. This is not...
That's what I mean. So if B-minus is 21st, that means you probably have at least, I'd say, 12 teams with A's, which I think is a little aggressive.
Okay, so who got A's?
Well, let's go up there.
Who's our classroom nerds?
At the end of the season, when they look back and see what Micah Parsons did, that draft grade will be an A for sure.
You think so?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, Rev, you like some Micah Parsons.
He is a stud.
Oh, yes, I like it.
Oh, did you guys talk about this before?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
I'm glad. No, this is all...
When I saw the Cowboys traded back before I saw where they traded back to before they announced that, right away in my head, I was like, we got a shot at Micah Parsons, and I was fired.
You're right. As soon as they... missed out on those two cornerbacks, I had a good feeling it was going to be Micah Parsons, and I had a good feeling that
That's why I was surprised at first when they traded back. In the end, it made sense.
Well, we were texting actually each other the whole time.
But I was really praying at and then that I point said, that I was going to get him.
As we were texting, I said, make sure next week when you're on, you talk it up. Talk the Micah Parsons thing up. So, but like...
Okay, so the A grades were the Dolphins, the Lions, the Browns, the Jets...
Brown's got an A
the
grade.
Chargers and the Bears.
The Bears, actually, I mean, I didn't really pay attention other than Justin Fields because that was a great pick at 11. But I still think the Cowboys, I mean, obviously I'm biased as fuck, but I think they did better than a B minus.
I think like this is just a, what are they grading it on?
Who wrote this article? Let's see right now.
Yeah, you're on blast, bro.
They got to not like the late picks or something because I feel like those first few picks were great.
That's what it was. There was even just like some of the forums and Reddit or whatever I go on. A lot of the people didn't like some of the fourth to sixth round picks. They thought they could have got. I think is Nashawn Wright. They thought they could have got him a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But I liked it. They targeted areas they needed, and I mean, with a draft, you can give a draft no matter. You could say whatever you want about it. You don't actually know the effects of that draft for another 3 to 4 years, really. But
I like it, man. The late rounds is where you take your shots, right?
Yeah, you take a flyer. You have a Dan Quinn. I trust Dan Quinn, and he obviously had a lot to say about who was picked on the defensive side of the ball, and I trust his judgment more than fucking Yahoo.
Look what he writing did for the NFL.com.
Hawks and then Atlanta, they were in the Super Bowl, so
Sherman,
I trust
those guys. None of those guys were drafted high.
Nope, exactly.
Would you ever call out this person who wrote the article on NFL.com?
And, yeah, what's his name?
Well, actually, it's a duo. It's Gennaro Felice.
So what, do they take the average?
And Dan Parr.
Yeah, right. Or they probably, like 16 each.
Okay, I want the Browns to be an A+, and you're going to have...
They're an A-, and you know it.
No.
Now, am I going to call them out? I'm not going to call them out.
What are they basing it off
of? You know, it's based off of... Everyone, it's a personal opinion, right? At this point, that's the thing with a draft. You don't know what you have until...
Exactly. Doesn't matter till the end of the season, then come back and do a draft.
Back to Tom Brady. Yeah. We keep circling back, but that's okay because we got...
I'm a Brady fan.
Okay.
Tom Brady was taken in the sixth round. So, I mean, obviously draft grades and...
He had one of the
means
worst
fucking shit.
He had
really
one of the worst combine performances ever. Mm-hmm. Like he'll go down as the history
even,
is like.
Even look at the Pats as an example. Like when was the last time they hit on a first round draft pick? They don't.
They don't. They get all the studs.
It's
in
all the late picks, right?
Hey, how hard is it to hit on a first
hard
draft pick? Anyway,
it like is
that,
hard.
That's such an extreme. The teams value those top draft picks so much that you really need to believe either this player is going to end up as a serviceable secondary force at worst.
Yeah.
And if you can't guarantee that, then
well, the way that yeah, the way well they say it. The way they rate, like you said, the draft picks themselves, like 1 to 10, like there's so much value in those picks, and a lot of the time it's almost like rolling dice. It's hard. It's really not. That's the one thing in sports right now. I'd say in all the sports. That isn't down to a science. Everything else is down, right? They have it all down, but the draft science is not there yet. Like,
well, also,
there's just not.
You end up with a team like the Bengals who have a arguably top 12 a quarterback already, young stud. What if they ended up getting in the top 5 picks or top 3 picks there? Like the value you have to trade. The value you would not be drafting a quarterback, right?
Yep.
Maybe they would draft an O-line, but we saw that they didn't do that. But I'm just hypothetically, right? Like, you have this young stud, and you get a top pick with a quarterback. I don't even know if it's like, if they're all super quality quarterbacks, but definitely the attention was on, like, oh, this quarterback draft class. Like, how much can you get back for that as opposed to like, okay, we'll just take the best available player, right? I'd be trading.
I'm a huge, exactly. 100. Well, I mean, since he was in a decent spot, but I don't know if I like their pick. But again, no one fucking knows, right? You basically say whatever you want. But the B minus, back to the B minus, I don't know. I think they at least did a B plus if you're going to give them a B. But again, biased as fuck. So
I think this draft too is going to go down as like a historic draft, just in the fact with that opt out year, right? There's going to be so many boomer bust guys, late rounders that are a steal because they opted out and there wasn't a lot of tape on them, or vice versa, guys that had an unreal season opted out and then they were taken on that that season from, you know,
2019.
Exactly, right? And they ended up busting.
What do you mean?
So, like, Micah Parsons didn't play in 2020.
Oh, right.
He opted out. Yeah, so there's a lot of guys. So, like, what in Rev's example there, Micah Parsons, he's basically drafted off of his 2019 tape, where he maybe, if he played in 2020, he soars and actually gets to be a top five pick, or he, you know, gets an injury, or he, you know.
So he was healthy, but he was still eligible. So he would have been eligible for 2020?
He could have played in 2020, but he opted out because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And there's, like Rev said, there's a lot of guys. Like
that Jamar Chase was another eight.
Yeah. There's like a lot of guys that maybe got picked in the fourth or fifth round that opted out, that maybe they have great junior, senior years. And
yeah, like guys that were just starting to peak. And then this year would have been their year to really showcase themselves, right? But they opted out.
I mean, I think that, like, obviously someone like who decides to opt out, they're not obviously Michael Parsons. We saw how.
Who's Michael Parsons?
Micah Parsons, sorry. But you saw how big of a beast he was anyway, so yeah. It's not like he was off and he was, it's not like he wasn't training, you know what I mean? You probably have the best of the best trainers coming in.
Yeah, he knew he was, it's probably going to affect guys in the later rounds more than the guy, because there was a bunch of guys that got taken in the first round that didn't even play last year.
I wonder if it actually increased some of the, like, not having these studs out there playing, if it increased some other players' value because competition was slightly down.
I see what you're saying. So possibly,
like this player who potentially would have had to have played Micah Parsons two or three times, whatever they would have had to do in their college season, now they don't have to face him,
right?
Does that, like,
I see what you're saying. It's weird. It's just so weird. There's so much weird shit with the COVID. Like, last year, 2020 was just a weird fucking year in the football. Anywhere, actually.
Think about the players, too, getting opportunities, right? Like, those guys that opted out, that player that was on the bench, that was, you know, that third or fourth stringer that wouldn't have got the chance, now gets his chance, right?
Yeah.
And he shows up, and he's going to practice every day. Where's Micah Parsons?
I ain't scared of no COVID, son.
Oh, here comes the COVID. Here comes the opt-out, boy. Here comes opt-out. Captain opt-out. Pussy.
Opti. Here comes Opti.
You can't say that. You're going to get canceled. You can't call him a pussy.
He means cats, because cats get scared and they run away. Okay? We all have seen
I mean, for real, though, is that just a myth? Like, when people say scaredy cat, is that actually legit cats?
I mean, have you ever chased a cat with a hatchet? They run.
I don't fuck with cats.
Yeah, fuck
no,
cats.
No, I haven't.
No,
seen
I like
yet.
Cats, but I wouldn't fuck with a cat.
I thought you were referencing.
Oh no, the
that.
Movie. Yeah. You should watch it. It's good. That's.
I'm scared. I don't want to see anything happen to the.
Oh man, it's fucking like I told Tay couldn't watch it. I said you can't watch it.
That's a good doc.
Is there an edited version where they?
They don't really show it.
Like, listen,
but they imply it.
You just don't know anything about it going into it. You have to watch it.
They don't show anything bad happen to the cats, but they basically set it up and you can picture it in your own brain.
Gotcha.
What
happens to the cats?
For those
of you who do not know what we're talking about, it's the documentary on Netflix, Don't Fuck with Cats.
It was great. I went into it not knowing anything about it, and I loved it. It was really good.
It's hardcore hente.
Okay, what do we got next?
Okay, I have a question before we move on to our main subject of the evening, and this goes out to the TB12 wearing motherfucker over here.
That pussy?
Yeah.
Nice, guys. Three-time champ pussy.
Okay, if New England doesn't win another championship for the rest of your life, are you satisfied with your damn victories? You six-time...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got to be satisfied with that, but do I think that we're not going to win another championship? No.
The thing with you is you got, like, you were in your 20s for a lot of their Super Bowl wins. Mm-hmm. Like, how much better does it get? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but you might be in your 50s with their next one. So it's kind of, I doubt you will. But I think with Bill Belichick, they're still in the running at any time.
It was a weird feeling last year. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've never obviously experienced that type of season from the Patriots, really, right? So when I did, I was a kid in school.
Were you kind of a Tampa fan last year also?
I definitely followed Tampa for sure. And obviously I was rooting for them once we hit playoff time.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Because
ask them the question. So we'll ask you the question. I don't know if you listened to the last podcast. If you did, great. You can weigh in. But I want you to weigh in anyways. Do you think it's the coach that makes the team?
That's
or
not
the
question. That wasn't the question.
Okay, what was okay?
Okay, what's the question?
You said that you felt like
a player is more impactful for a winning team than a coach. The margin between a good the margin between a good coach and a they're all the coaches in the NFL are fucking phenomenal coaches.
It's not true, right? Though.
No.
So I'm just saying. Yeah. The percentage difference between the gap and what makes a great player to like just a mediocre player mm-hmm. is far wider than a coach. All the I'm not just saying one singular coach, because if you put a coach on a team, you can't say that every single coach is a sack of shit. Mm-hmm. They're an offensive coordinator or an offensive line coach, a wide receiver coach. Like they're all going to be made up of like really.
But are we talking about head coaches?
No, we were talking about coaches.
So, anyways, ask your question. I'll dive in after it.
Well, I forget exactly how I phrased the question, but I was saying a player, putting a good player on a team one good player on a team is far greater than putting one good coach onto a team.
But that question differs if you're talking about a head coach or a positional coach.
You're true.
I mean, like a head coach. Sorry, I'm taking over the question for Rev because I'm getting heated again because I don't think one good player on a 53-man roster is more beneficial than a great head coach. Sorry, that's all I'm going to say. Rev, the floor is yours.
I think in a way it depends on the position, but I think the two go hand in hand. And I think what makes a good coach in the NFL is the coaches that will adapt their scheme to the players on their team, not try and force players into their scheme.
Yep.
And you look even, you know, Bruce Arians, for example, with Tampa Bay, they run, you know, the run and gun crazy, you know, throw the ball down the field offense. But he took Tom's advice on what Tom could do within that scheme. As opposed to just trying to force these plays on their players, they adapted and made it work. And that's why you saw as the season went on, they turned, you know, into an absolute dominant force. And look at, you know, the Patriots, for example, again, how many times they've changed their offense. Mm-hmm. Whatever they have on their team, whatever their strengths are, they make a playbook for it.
Yeah. So I guess, and again, because we always bring it up because we're talking about the Brady Belichick, you know, the dynamic duo. You know, I read the book, Belichick and Brady. We always talk about the Belichick system and how it's not about an individual player in Belichick's system. It's about the system, mm-hmm. right? So you remove a player like Brady from that system, and why are they not performing the same way? Now, obviously, you put someone like Cam in there, and obviously all the issues with COVID, and you got to get someone up to speed within that system. But technically, when you're looking at someone like Belichick and how he operates the Pats, and obviously we got a Pat expert here, so you can weigh in on this, but his system isn't reliant on who was the person to gauge the championships. Like,
but
the Brady's, system should win the championship.
Brady's last season in the Pats was really underwhelming, so that just proves that it's not the one player. The whole team needed an overhaul.
The way I see it is the good system wins you 6 to 8 football games.
Yeah.
The good player wins you 4 on top of that.
Yeah.
So that's that perfect pairing, right? You know, Brady covered up some of those flaws in the later years and got them those extra wins to keep them going to the playoffs. And, you know, you took them out of the system. We went to what the system can do. So until they get, you know, someone leading the ship again that has the talent level to win those extra 3 or 4 games, you know, 7, 8 wins is probably what you're going to produce.
So I think at this point, they coexist. Yeah. You need both.
You do.
And back to the point that I got so fired up, it's not like Brady just went to some fucking scrub team. He went to a pretty damn good situation.
Handpicked.
And I'm not taking anything away from Brady. And I actually learned something about Brady myself last year that I don't actually hate Tom Brady. I hate the Patriots. Because I was cheering for Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. So I was like, oh, I don't mind Tom Brady. I hate the fucking Pats.
when Tampa Bay was putting their team together, you saw exactly what was happening. It's like Gronk was not going to come back to play.
Yep.
And no one was going to sign Antonio Brown because every single team probably had already tried. Here's what I think, though. And time will tell, but I think it was obviously, and if anyone who doesn't have this concept, then they're just dumb dummies.
Idiots.
But it was so much easier for Brady to look around at the other 31 NFL teams and decide where he wanted to go than it is for Belichick to now put together a team the following year with Brady departing.
Yep.
So, what I'm saying is we'll see. Brady easily could win another Super Bowl before he decides to hang it up. But I think Belichick, if he keeps coaching for another X amount, like decade, there's a good chance he could pull off another.
Well, and that's what's going to show the how good of a coach Belichick really was, because you know what, 1 year isn't enough for a coach. It takes time to build a team. But say in the next 5 years, if he keeps having these subpar seasons, well, then it's just going to put more to the fact that it was Belichick and Brady, not Belichick, right?
Yeah. I mean, even to me, last season was a perfect example of Belichick being an unreal coach. I mean, I think you take that offense that they had, in my opinion, one of the shittiest offenses in the entire league, and you put what's his nuts that was in the Jets coach last year that got fired. You put him on that team, and that team wins one game.
Yeah.
Darnold?
No, not the quarterback, the coach.
Gaze.
Yeah. You put him on that team wins one game. Right? Like,
sure.
So that's...
Yeah. And, okay, so sticking with the Patriots, because we have a diehard Pats fan here. What do you think of Mac Jones?
I'm fired up.
Are you? You like the pick?
At first, I'm not going to lie, I really didn't want them to take a quarterback. The pick up, AJ. I was hoping for Parsons, or I was hoping they would actually take Quitty. You know... After the end and look at him, I do think maybe not a physical specimen, but you know, from a pocket guy, he's talented and he's won and he's from a pro system.
And he likes the Stogies.
And you know what? He's smart.
And he clearly has no chest.
Clearly no chest. No,
hopefully those rotator cuffs are...
He needs to hit the fucking incline.
Yeah, get the incline.
Get the incline going.
I mean, look.
I've been hitting chest twice a week to try to get the nice.
Yeah, you got
to
get the
rid of the Bessie form.
Bessie.
The one thing I do find very interesting though is just how polarizingly different that him and Cam are. So it's like when he eventually, if he does go in, like you got to run a different offense. So how do you groom that?
Yeah, but so if you look at it, because Cam Newton probably wasn't the greatest pick for your Pats, because if you look at he's not like a Brady style quarterback.
No.
Schlubby McGee
might be
Stogie McGee, probably a much better fit for the type of pocket that Brady would run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of stuff that goes around that. You
so
can't
we're gonna just... we're gonna take a complete 90 degree turn.
I thought you were about to say we're about to take a break here.
We're gonna take a break and get to our sponsors.
Instead of we're not sponsored by we're sponsored
new.
Actually, Steamworks local, local Vancouver beer. Steamworks.
Hit us up.
Hit us up, bitch.
I'm drinking a. Heroica, you don't want me to.
I'm White Clawing it.
He's drinking a frontline worker right
baby.
Now.
Coors Banquet.
Banquets.
Nice. Boom. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
So,
cheers.
What we're going to do, we're going to Zeke Elliott. Mm. He put out some workout videos here. On his Insta. They're not even really workout videos. They're like, I guess, drills. I guess that's considered workout videos. Was it on here that I watched it? Yeah, I think it might have been on his story.
Okay, as
his story?
Oh, no, that was it. That was it.
As Alex is looking for it, do you think Zeke has the greatest beard in the NFL?
Yeah, Zeke's a beast. This wasn't the greatest one. He looks a little slow there, but he had these other ones that he looked I mean, he looks trimmer, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks like he's a couple pounds smaller. And I just, honestly, Rev, I need your opinion here. Where do you think Zeke goes? Like, obviously, our league's a little bit different than most leagues with the keeper and the fucking bidding. But where do you think he goes in just a standard league? Does he make the first round still?
Absolutely.
He has to, right?
He's got to, yeah.
Late first round?
You know, I don't even know that. You know, everyone puts such a high praise on running backs and stuff like that. And you got a lot of other question marks with Saquon coming back off injury and...
Fuck him.
Some other stuff like that. So, you
fuck
know,
so I'll ask you another question.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
What running backs do you think right now are better than Zeke?
When he's full throttle?
Well, it's tough to say because he hasn't really been full throttle the last 2 years.
It's a great beard.
But like, who do you think right now, just going into 2021, who's a better running back? Who would you take before Zeke?
I mean, you got to throw Dalvin Cook up there.
Cookie, yep.
Yeah, he's been rolling.
Wait, we're talking fantasy, right?
Yeah, fantasy. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, fantasy kind of goes hand in hand with production, but fantasy, like, not what their team does, just pure fantasy. He's the guru. He's the shaman. Let me hear your magic.
3 out of 10 on the fucking thing. We've already heard it.
I think most people would probably take King Henry, but yeah. I do personally think you got a regression year coming for him.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
So many carries.
This has been his second... year, like, sure, maybe he was on everyone's spotlight this year, but it's actually the second year that he's been running like this.
Yeah, so, like 400 plus carries.
Yeah, yeah.
That just, it's proven running backs can't keep that wear and tear.
And that style of running too.
Yeah,
right?
Just like guys, a back to King Henry. Yeah. That guy's a fucking beast.
Oh, he's yeah, an like animal. The thickness huge. Of his dreadlock is the size of my thigh.
He's the size of that door over there, honestly.
Yeah.
So you think King Henry, Dalvin Cook?
That's really the only two I would say for like clear cuts at the top, and then after that you start to get the
preference.
Well, maybe Alvin Kamara.
Kamara's a weird one.
Stuff too. You know, you kind of wonder about the question marks there, but that could be another one where the guy puts up 100 catches and makes it up. That's on that.
Is it better for Kamara than Thomas that Breeze has gone? I would probably lean to yes.
Yeah.
Depends what's around for COVID protocols, because you know Kamara don't give a fuck about that stuff.
Shit dumb as hell.
Is that what he says?
Well, that's just about the jerseys. Yeah, yeah, what did he say shit dumb as hell about?
Shit dumb as hell.
I can't even remember.
I want a shirt that says shit dumb as hell.
Might miss a few games for fucking off the protocols, but.
What the fuck did he say? Oh, the 17-game season.
Oh, actually, this is interesting. I need to ask you this, Drew, because I got you trapped in a room. Are we playing same season fantasy season, or are we increasing a game as well?
Yeah, how's that work?
That's a great question.
We've discussed this and we just don't know the answer.
I'd really have to do some research on what's anticipated for players sitting. Like, are players going to sit an extra week? And I can't see a team sitting a player 2 weeks in a row.
No.
I would say more than likely, like 90% would stay. Add a week.
A week would be nice.
But I also think if you don't add that week, you're basically guaranteeing that every player will play.
Yes, that's the
in
other,
the final.
Yeah.
If you don't add a week, you're guaranteeing.
Like week 13 or whatever. What was the final in week 15?
14 to 16.
So 16. If like now you have up to week 18, if you're still doing the championship in week 16, everyone's going to be playing no matter what. If you add another week, well, now you're still in that same predicament that you're in right now.
But do we really think any teams are going to sit their players for 2 weeks in week 17 and 18?
No, but they might not. They might not, but they'll still, maybe.
I just can't see a coach sitting their players for two weeks.
But how's it change? If you move fantasy football schedule 1 week forward, you're in the same situation as you are right now.
Yeah, which I think is good, because no one ever sits for 2 weeks.
No.
So in the championship, there's never anyone sat?
No.
Oh, okay, well then, fuck.
That's why we don't play week 17.
I don't ever have to worry about being in the championship, so I don't know the schematics. He's better to ask about this. Three-time champ.
I mean, there's always case for injury and all that, and this could be another year we don't know, right? Extra game, it could be more injuries, but there's also the less preseason game. Who knows, right?
It's weird. Yeah. I don't like the 17 games.
I mean, the other thought too is that who's going to draft a defensive player in like the top three rounds this year?
Who did it last year?
I don't think anybody, but my defensive players got me more points than everybody.
No. Last year, you ironed it out a bit, didn't
we
you?
We scaled it a little back, bit, and but I think we need to, like, now we need to balance between first year, last year. We need to go in the middle.
We got to go even further back. Do you think so?
I don't think a defensive player should be able to settle the outcome of a game if they're just getting picked at the end of the draft.
But we have to either remove defensive players entirely then if we're just going to shrink them down to like 2 points, you know, an average.
But then
we have to make them where at least the top five guys
are still worthy of a higher pick.
Yeah. I mean, we can, like, again, we'll have to look at the numbers and stuff and find out fantasy points where they lined up with, if they lined up with receivers. Obviously, they shouldn't ever line up with, you know, the top guys. I don't think
the first year.
But I mean, I think they should be somewhere around like, you know, wide receiver number 10 or running back number 10. I think the top guys should be around there.
Yeah. I mean, the defensive players actually added a little bit more excitement, because sometimes they did win games. They won a couple of games for me.
What's his face on the Bead Bashers? White from friggin' Tampa, man. Tampa, every game the guy was throwing up 20 points.
Yeah, that was insane. Yeah.
It was nuts.
Oh, I almost drank that backwards. That would have been embarrassing.
And I just changed.
Just dump it on my face.
Guys, and he would have went, this guy.
Let's get into the meat. Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness. I lost my mic. Adam, take over for a second.
Okay, 1 sec.
Okay, so we'll just keep talking. What is happening over there?
So we were going...
And commercial break.
This episode sponsored to you by those cheap mic stands that you can buy from Amazon.com or Amazon.ca.
Yeah. In Canada. He has our whole schedule here, so you need to jump in there.
It's like a set list when you when you're looking at the band and they, you see the shitty set list and you're at the front of the stage. You're like, oh, they're playing that song next. They're playing that song next. This is the song. Okay, so
back, baby.
Okay, you know what? There you go.
Do you guys want to jump into the top 10 games? Because there's two games that stand out on this article.
Yeah, let's fucking dive
awesome.
In.
Awesome. So the top, this is an NFL.com.
Who is it? Is it same Bojo that did the
Nick shook me up all night long.
He's good. He's really good writer.
He's an around the NFL writer, and these are the top 10 games of the 2021 NFL season.
Yep.
So we're only going to pick out these
ones that matter.
Two games that matter. The first one is game number 9, which is New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys.
So I think I think NFL actually tipped their hand here, knowing that I think they know something about the schedule, because why would they're talking about the reason that this is a big deal is because you have Dak Prescott who was hurt and you have Saquon Barkley who was hurt. I mean, if it's not the very first game of the year, that's kind of irrelevant, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe they're going to... I mean, and the Giants and Cowboys open against each other all the fucking time. So I could see Giants at Cowboys opening the season for the Cowboys.
It's a nationally big game, too.
It'll be a Sunday... It'll be Sunday night.
What a better Sunday night game, right?
100% that they've had a million of them in the... They've had a million of them in the last 10 years. If that makes sense.
That's a lie. Someone has...
Someone's not doing their math correctly.
Someone can't do fast
math. But it is
math.
Exciting. I can't wait to watch Dak back. Saquon adds... Probably excited to watch him come back and
fuck Saquon.
What do you think, Dro?
Fuck him in the ass.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to open up the season, and I think your division is going to surprise people this year. I think it's going to be a lot stronger than people anticipate.
I agree.
Especially
I also think so.
Considering last year.
Last year was such a weird. You can't even look at
it's
last
a weird year.
Year.
But you guys got there's good coaches in that thing. There's a lot of good defensive football being built in that division.
Washington's just, a fucking team, man. Like yeah, Washington's
I
just, scary.
I think it's going to be really good.
And if they ever pick a new logo, I just might get a shirt. But
kind of reminds me of when the Seahawks division there turned around, you know?
Yeah, they were shit,
and then
the
then
powerhouse.
Turned into the powerhouse, and I think that's...
That division's still pretty damn good.
Absolutely.
The second game on this list that we want to pay attention to, not this one.
Well, say what you're saying, because right now, I mean,
I'm sorry.
Our budget
right.
doesn't allow that. Our budget doesn't allow... our fans to see what you're reading on screen. And if you're listening to the audio, which I hope you are, like, subscribe, and promote on Twitter and stuff. Subscribe to the podcast.
Nice one.
You're welcome.
And then one Send day nudes. You will be able to see what we're seeing.
Yeah, then one day you will.
right underneath is the Tampa Bay Bucks at
not
the
that
Los
one.
Angeles Rams. It's not that game. It's right down here.
Why is that even
two.
A watchable game?
I don't know.
Did they just pick a fucking... Did they have a hat
LA.
With all the
yeah.
names and just pull one out?
They just had to throw
Tampa
in.
At L.A.
Well, you know what? That's Tampa weird. At L.A., they would in below, if Alex would just scan what they said, it would tell you why they're rating it.
Yeah, let's just say it sucks and we're not going to watch it.
What we really care about is Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the number two game of the year.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New England Paddy Whackers.
There's going to be a lot of Brady fans at that game.
Yep.
Lots.
I bet you there'll be a pretty cool tribute to him coming back.
Get out of here, Tom.
Do you think there
Fuck
will be,
you,
though?
Tom. Yeah.
Like pregame, you think they would do that?
Cheer or boo?
I can't imagine anyone booing.
It'll be a cheer.
How do you boo a guy that won you fucking 6 championships?
Yeah, if you're that weasel, hey, yeah. This is to any, which I doubt any
Fuck
New England.
You, Tommy. Yeah.
Hey, Brady, Fuck. You hey, fucking bum.
Hey, Brady, you fucking bum. Get out of here. You fucking bum.
If someone boos him in Foxborough, they're just yeah. skids.
Fuck totally. You, Brady, you fuck.
Like,
I mean, after 20 years of putting in the work and, you know, in that environment, of it being only about winning, can you really fault the guy for wanting to go have fun for a couple years at the end of his career?
Yeah, no, exactly.
But again, was it really Brady that decided he wanted to leave?
Like, oh yeah, it was mutual. I think.
I think Belly wanted him out.
No, but do you think things?
No, they would have signed him again for the right price.
True.
I don't know.
And you know what? Like, there's something right there that's awesome. Like, how many times is the guy taking pay cuts? Like,
yeah. Just,
the guy's never been the number one paid player.
I would love to have a quarterback that did that.
You know why?
Fucking
because his sugar mama.
Yeah, she actually makes she makes more she money makes, than
yeah,
him.
It's crazy.
Because his sugar mama.
You guys hear that?
Mama.
Can you guys hear that?
Ooh, lordy.
There
but
we go.
Look, there's things that, not to get, because I have no freaking thing to bring up here to reference, but the Pats have always done really, like, he got paid $20 million, let's say. I don't know the exact numbers. Where only $1 million was on cap, and and 19 was a signing bonus or whatever. So it's like, why would not every NFL team just do that?
I have no idea.
Like, you would save so much on cap and then be able to, like, literally with that 19 million.
I would have to go on capspace.com and make sure that you're referencing the right stuff.
No. I could be wrong.
Is that actually a website?
I don't, there probably is.
I mean, I could look it up here right now, but this is not the Tom Brady podcast, but it kind of is the Tom Brady podcast.
You know what? Honestly, it probably is.
Well, we got a Pats fan here. We gotta dive into it. Oh,
I know, but over the last 9 episodes, how many times have I referenced Tom Brady? At least 4.
A couple times. Speaking of the 17-game season and speaking of games we want to watch, because of the 17th game, the Cowboys are now playing the Patriots.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Which wasn't originally going to happen. Which, I mean...
Not on the top 10 list,
This
though.
Is the thing, too. So, Rev, I have a question for you. If this COVID, theoretically, or... can I say theoretically? Does that work in this situation?
Theoretically.
If we had to choose, because the Cowboys play Tampa and the Cowboys play the Pats, what would you rather see? Because you've been to a Patriots. You've been to...
I'd rather see the Pats.
Would you?
Yeah, for sure. And I think 100% that game's going to have playoff implications.
Oh, man. If COVID's done...
One of those teams will be like...
If we're able to be cross-border international travelers again...
Ooh.
Are we doing a fucking road trip?
I'd do it. Yeah.
Well, maybe not a road trip. I'd fly. That's a far fucking drive.
I don't know. We'll fly and then we'll road trip around.
Yeah. But hey, yeah. So that's for us. The most important game is the Cowboys. It got added because of the 17th.
Hey man,
game.
I got 3 weeks of vacation. That gives me 2 weeks to quarantine and 1 week to go to the game. Right.
I don't even know. I
you
I
get
think
to work remote though, so you technically it doesn't matter. Anyway.
I also think there. With how shit's going in the States, I don't even know if you'd have to quarantine. Maybe. Would you?
Yeah,
I guess because you're coming from Canada.
Canada is so butt tight that if you come through, like you have to quarantine.
But you mean coming back into Canada?
Coming back into Canada, not in the States.
But not in the States.
No, this is how we do it. The loophole. We'd fly down to. Okay, where are we going?
We just got
to
set this up as a business.
Are we going to Texas?
We don't know. Is it, well, check. Is it Cowboys at Pats or is it Pats at Cowboys?
Okay, so we want you to go on Twitter. We want you to set a petition to get the Dallas Cowboys CanFan Pod out to an on-game experience.
It's not on there,
it's
AJ.
It's not on here. I know.
No, you have to just Google it.
What, I would like to bring up something, too, just while we have that up there. I can't believe the Chiefs and Packers is the
number one.
Game
yeah, what is that? Who the fuck cares about that game?
I can tell you one thing. The Chiefs will not be as good this year.
You don't think so?
They're still going to be a good, great team. Yeah. They got Patrick Mahomes. They're going to be great. But they are not going to be the dominant team they've been.
Do you think it's number one because they want to see retribution for... is it still number one if Rodgers stays on the Packs?
Oh, if he stays.
If he stays. If he's gone, fuck no.
If he's gone no. Who, yeah, what? Exactly.
Yeah, New England. It's in New England.
It's in New England. Oh, my God. I would love to go into enemy territory and kill Rev there.
So as long as we can fly down there, then all we do is we fly up to Seattle and get a taxi to drive us.
Fly up to Seattle.
We just work on our Boston accents, pretend we're from there.
So we'd fly to Boston, fly from Boston back to Seattle,
right?
Get a taxi to the border where we don't have to quarantine, and we just walk.
Genius.
Walk in. Canadian citizens arriving at home soil.
But now you've tipped our hand. Now we're going to have the Fed. We're going to have...
They're all over us, man. You want to use this podcast?
Bring it, Justin Trudeau.
Do you know what people are actually driving across the border right now?
Yeah,
and they're walking into a Walgreens and they're getting they're getting vaccinated.
Really?
Yep.
Well, 30 year olds are allowed to get it now anyways.
So
but it's an American vaccine. It's not going to work in Canada.
Wait a second, you guys were at a football game and everybody was vaccinated.
I think we still got 6 months until the 5 months. Yeah. Could pan out a little bit.
It's going to be fine.
And maybe they play against New England if it, I don't know, does it say it's the last game? Yeah, the 17th regular game.
Yeah,
so that's in December, possibly January.
Christmas comes early.
That's almost a year.
I mean, I'm really liking the idea that you're floating, and I think
you guys have to wear Bandwagon Boy shirts.
I was going to say, is the production crew coming?
Yeah.
Bandwagon
Boys
will absolutely be
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. We can record anywhere with this little PodTrack P4.
Yeah. You know what?
There's our in.
It might take.
Film crew.
It might
take. Film crew.
Listen, I've been to multiple conferences that I've been able to get media passes. I talk my way through. So
I think NFL's tougher.
You know what? That's debatable, bro.
Yeah, fair. If I had to send two people to talk to try to get his media passes, it would definitely be you two.
I mean, we had a ragtag crew film the Bengals.
You guys did?
I really got in shit for that.
Who went?
Oh, yeah.
Or it was the Browns, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it the Browns or the Bengals?
We'll just go in looking like we're fucking... As long as you play the part, we'll get it.
Look.
Put it in the universe. We will get meat. We will. Hey, look. Where's the camera? Is it this one?
No, number 4. No, left.
we will get media passes.
Hey, as soon as we get those 100 subscribers, we are an official media.
Going 100 subs, let's go, baby!
Right.
All right, guys. I do want to talk now. Top QB squads. This was an interesting article.
Oh, is this like you were kind of saying the full 32?
Yeah. Okay. So the article is: Do the Broncos have the worst QB room in the NFL?
Oh, so it's the room.
It's the room.
It's not just the starter. Gotcha.
Full on depth. Everything.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So of course Kansas City's up there because of Mahomes, and I don't know. Some of these things don't make sense. Let's not get bogged down by this list here. You'll be happy to know that. Look at this picture of Brady, by the way.
Is he dressing like Cam Newton?
I love this. Tom Brady is dressed like he's going to kill Roger Rabbit and the rest of the team.
Totally.
Hands down.
Holy fuck.
Hands down. That best.
That is so good.
Is that the Kentucky Derby or
what? Dude, watch. He looks exactly like the guy.
Christopher Lloyd.
Just like.
Yeah, no, up. There's a good one of it. There it is. Oh, man, that's funny.
Is that TB?
Whoever said that is fucking genius. Was that on Reddit or was that Twitter?
Twitter.
That's just a Twitter. That's Frank Pallotta.
Hey, Frankie, you're a funny fuck.
Frank, we salute you. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, but down here, number seven.
Cowboys are seven.
Now, what would they have been had Red Rocket re-signed? Probably
higher.
I would say
Yeah. I was actually bummed out that they didn't get... you always call him the Red Rocket.
Is that not his name?
The Red Rifle.
Red Rifle. Every time.
I know.
Red Rocket's running that video.
Red Rocket. Well, it's close.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about.
I knew what you're talking about. I think if they get Dalton back, they're probably, maybe five or six.
I'd like to know what the formula for this is. Is it like 90% QB1 and then 10% the rest of the room?
Yeah,
like,
because, look at their backups. Cooper Rush. Who?
Yeah.
He's been
all these guys came in games last year and got fucking destroyed.
No. Garrett Gilbert almost beat the undefeated Steelers.
Okay.
And actually had a really good game. Cooper Rush is a bum. Ben DiNucci can get fucked. Whatever.
Yeah, like...
Seven's a little aggressive, I actually think. But Dak Prescott.
You're right. Dak is... It's definitely heavily weighted on the...
It's gotta be, yeah.
But here...
Where's Stogie Boy?
Who's Stogie?
Mac Jones. Mac Jones Mac and Cam.
Oh, let's
MJ, the real MJ.
I mean,
Mac Jones.
Las Vegas, baby,
it's Mac Attack.
You know what? Arguably, Las Vegas should probably be higher because of Marcus
Mariota. Yeah, no, I agree. I would honestly take, Carr's a fucking...
Didn't he have a nuts game last year where he came in and threw like 20 straight or something?
Mariota?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a really good game.
Yeah, but once we get...
16's
not
bad.
Rodgers on the squad, Rodgers to the Raiders, let's go,
I think 16's pretty fair, Rev.
For the Patriots here, ranked number 16.
Yeah.
Chumps.
Cam Newton. Before Newton had COVID, he actually wasn't looking that bad.
Like I said, it depends how the weighting goes of it. Like, if you look at that as a full QB room, I think that's like a better three players than a lot of teams have. But obviously, the number one right now with Mac Jones being unknown.
Yeah.
I
think that's kind of, the weight of it.
But look here at the very, very last. The shitty Eagles.
Oh, see, I find that weird.
Really? Like, look at this. Well,
Jalen Hurts, not a bad quarterback, though.
The guy came in and lit it up, except for the one game against the boys, right?
Yeah, he actually was doing really good. And then, was this me that wrote the list? Just random shit? And then Cowboys will put them somewhere in the top 10, and then just random draft for everything else, and then Eagles 32.
Maybe Joe Flacco just counts as like a negative 50.
Yeah. What's 31? Let's just compare them to 31.
I like the little tweet down there. Florida's kicker came off the board before Jamie Newman. Oh my God.
Twitter is on fire. So the Houston Texans.
Okay. Because.
Yeah. Because Rapey McRapesers in there. They don't know what he's
Rapey
doing.
Watson.
Do we know anything on that yet?
Kind of fell off. I think it's kind of all in limbo.
You know what I think happened is it was all a bunch of bad publicity, whatever, but probably on a legal side of things, there's not much. I'm not arguing again. I'm just saying to go to court to prove that is very difficult, so it's probably hitting a bit of a roadblock now because it's been exposed. So for Deshaun Watson, there's no reason to really care anymore. It's already
does out he play in the next open. Year?
Yeah.
And just for the record,
if it goes,
he's not a lawyer. And we do not know any state laws where he committed these crimes.
Totally, totally.
We don't know anything.
If anyone's listening to this and gets butthurt by us saying anything about, we don't know of this shit.
All I care about is Tyrod Taylor. Right?
Unless there's a hidden camera or someone's taking a swab in their mouth right after it happens. Like, you don't know.
It's going to be so hard for them to prove. Now, I'm saying the damage has already been done.
Yeah.
I don't think there was enough to keep him from playing. I don't think there's enough to keep him, to put him on the commissioner's exempt list.
Does he play, though? Does he play? Because he does.
Yes. At this point, yes, he will play.
You think he will now? Because before he wasn't going to play.
No, okay.
Like, personally, like, as a personal opinion for him.
Can he play? I say yes.
Do you think he will?
Well, that's another... I don't know. There's been no updates. If I was him, I'd kind of be like, well, no one's going to freaking hire me, so I better just kill this season.
Just looking at their room, a funny story with the Tyrod Taylor thing, because Tyrod Taylor was the starter for San Diego, LA Chargers last year, and... The only reason, because they had drafted Herbert, and the only reason he got a start is because they gave him a pain injection and they punctured his lung.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor, so he couldn't play because they literally punctured his lung with a needle.
That happened a couple times last year. It was really weird.
Right?
There's a couple players that
happened. I just thought that, and then is it Herbert or Hebert?
Herbert.
And then he comes out and ends up being great, but maybe he doesn't even play unless some fucking nurse doesn't mess up the needle.
Totally fucked up. It's such a fucking, ironically, Pulp Fiction's moment.
Oh, yeah.
You think the doctor's in there?
Yeah. I just thought, looking at that, I still think the Eagles got fucked over bad, but fuck them. I like it. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
who is the best backup in the NFL right now?
I would say, I honestly think Andy Dalton. I really do.
Trey Lance.
Is he going to be a backup?
I think so.
For a bit? Jeez. But
rookies excluded.
I was going to say no rookies.
Rookies excluded.
Well, let's go through the list real quick. Let's get our eyeballs going.
Oh. Now, guys, I have to tell you, this is a spontaneous moment the podcast.
Fitzmagic has the reins. How sweet is that for Washington?
Has which?
The reins of the team. Fitzmagic in Washington.
Oh, I know. I hated it. I hated the pick. Because that guy has got such an unfair fucking shake at Jameis Winston. And then, as Johnson says, the Red Rocket.
Okay, so sorry. This is last year, so this is not a good one. I don't know if they're going to have a 2021 for us.
Don't technically know who's going to be backup, who's going to be starters, really, yet.
No. But another fun thing to look at, maybe we don't look at it this year, but is... Which backup quarterback has made the most money? Like Chase Daniels, for example.
Yeah.
He's just been playing on so many teams, making 50 plus million in his career, throwing like 200 passes.
Yeah, it'd be fun to look at Keenum. Yeah, Case Keenum. But it'd have to be someone that's never really been a starter. Because Case Keenum's had his shot. He has. Sure. So but I don't think he's ever had maybe starter money.
Absolute twerp from Denver that got that huge contract from Houston.
Oh,
twerp him.
Twerpity. Big tall guy with bug eyes.
Oh, God. Yes, I know exactly you're talking. He was like 6'6".
They literally paid a first-round pick to get rid of him.
I see you giving me throwing up the axe. Dez, what are we at for minutes? I don't know.
51.
We're at 51?
We're doing okay.
We're doing okay.
We're getting close. 51. Brock Osweiler.
Yes, Osweiler. That guy was a joke.
But look, I mean, so imagine being a quarterback that's like, you're not good enough to be a starter, but any team would hire you as... So it's like what...
A journeyman.
Yes, but what... obviously, the skills are there enough for teams to be like, if we need him to step in for 2-3 games, okay, that's what we have a backup quarterback for, or a couple plays here and there. But they must have some like great personality or additional coaching ability or something else that like makes it like... That's why you're going from team to team. It's not because of your skill alone, because there's so many new people coming in that could be replenished.
Well,
right?
And a lot of the time, like you said, a lot of the time, like if you get a guy that jumps around, most teams for their second string quarterback, they're looking for the next new guy. So it does say a lot about the guys that do end up even hanging around in the league. And you know what? These are the guys that aren't going to fucking get CTE or have banged up knees. They're just going to retire with their millions, maybe get a couple freebies, Super Bowl rings, and just go off into life. They don't ever have to worry about being noticed in public. They're just going to be rich for the rest of their lives, like a Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's obviously made bank.
Who was the guy that played for the Jets there?
Vinny Testaverde?
No, like a couple years ago, again, older guy, journeyman. He's been backup for like everywhere in the league. They say he's going to be a coach next.
I don't know.
Oh, Josh McCown?
Josh McCown. Oh, yeah. There's your bird. That guy's made a bundle probably.
Yeah, being a McCown. Backup. That is the answer. I would fucking, you're right. Good call. That's why you're the fucking guru.
Guy's a beauty too. What was that one? Was that one play where he friggin'
16 mil net worth? So I mean, he's obviously made a lot more because he looks like he likes his blow.
Let's party, bros.
I tried to think of the one quarterback that I looked at on TMZ one time came up. He's outside of like a restaurant smoking, and they're like, "So what's new?" And I feel like it was like a Josh McCown. And he's like, "Oh, you know, I'm just trying to see what's going on." And he's like smoking a cigarette and stuff like that. Like,
that was Bam Margera.
Guys, we do got to move on quick here.
Oh, to get our What Would Jerry Do?
But hang on. There's just Joe really Flacco. Quick. This is our God. List. Flacco is sixth on the list
of all-time earnings.
All-time earnings. My goodness, $167 million. Wow. That's ahead of Wilson.
Kirk Cousins? Are you kidding?
And that's all.
Andy Dalton. Attaboy.
There we go. But we want to find that, like, Ryan Fitz, man, that is a dude who I would love to drink a beer with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to see that he's made bank, at least.
I like to see that, too.
And he's
big beard, but
there
not.
He is. Josh McCown, number 20.
Number 20, Josh McCown.
Bro, good call.
And look at this.
20 seasons. 18 seasons.
Look how many teams. 9, 10, McCown. 11, 12. Rev called it.
Josh McCown.
Josh McCown, that's the answer.
Okay, so...
number 20.
You know, just so you guys know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is
Jameis Winston.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is the second kind of journeyman in the NFL
with the amount of list teams that he's been on.
Exactly, and then Josh McCown though capitalizes
Fitzpatrick 52 million. Fitzpatrick eight teams. How many was
Josh McCown has ever 12. Started 12. The season as a starter on any of those teams?
Yes.
Okay.
Falcons. He did.
Wow. And here's another cool thing. Round 7, Ryan Fitz. Round 7 pick.
Crazy.
And he did the dance. $71 million. All right. So before we get into What Would Jerry Do, we got a little bit of a, what's the word? Not a palate cleanser. This is fuel for the
Random clip.
Right, okay. Right. So, I mean, a clip that's been hitting out big time in the last week has been this South African driver who looks like he's a librarian. Everyone's commending him on how insane his composure was.
I haven't seen this.
So turn it up.
Is he getting shot at right now?
Yeah, so this is a heist. Right now. This is the evasive driving that he's doing. It's an in-transit heist.
And Buddy in the passenger seat is like, what the hell's going on?
watch how...
I even think he tries to pass the gun to the driver at some point.
No.
here, take the gun. Okay.
The best part is coming up where he gives the guy, the passenger, the cell phone.
Oh!
He goes, Cole, Josh. It's like, who the fuck is Josh and Robbie?
Did he just get shot?
Yeah, they're getting shot.
Yeah, wait window. Till,
yeah. No, I know that, but it looked like there was blood.
There's another.
Oh,
No. There's another angle, too, where you can see the front of what they're driving, and there's like a barricade that they're trying. Keep watching this. There's a barricade that they try to.
Oh, wow.
They try to stop him. Mm-hmm. But right at the end.
So how many people, how many people is he against right now?
I think there's 4 or 5 cars that are after him.
4 or 5 cars?
Yeah, kind of looks like Mr. Smith from The Matrix.
Right? Yeah. No, he literally looks like he would be a librarian or an accountant.
So in case you're wondering, it's failed cash in transit heist because driver has balls of steel.
Yeah.
That's the title. Yeah, 41 million views dropped on April 30th. You probably already know what we're watching and talking about, but this
I
is something that's
seen this.
Dude, that guy's Madden awareness level is through the roof.
Oh,
yeah. Totally. Holy.
On the field, he's as wide as Peyton Manning. If you remember the code.
Are they in shot again?
Yes.
Look at the other window.
Yes.
This is fucking wild.
You can't even see through the windows, and he's still got every mirror down pat.
I wonder what his front window, like the windshield, looks like.
So his GTA driving level is obviously a 5 out of 5.
Yes.
Mm. There's a version that...
is this where he said, call Robbie?
Yeah.
Call Robbie. Call Josh.
I love that the back of the phone is smashed, too.
Yeah.
The Yeah, that was a different robbery. There's a version of this video that gives you about a minute in lead in before the action, before it takes off.
And they're just chill right away. And they're just chill.
Well, I'm watching because you know what's coming up. You can watch the driver.
He keeps peeking.
He keeps peeking. Like he notices something weird is going on because he keeps looking.
They're stopped right now.
Yeah, yeah. Watch this. Okay, give me the gun. Watch this. He just takes the gun. Yeah, okay. The passenger is like, he knows that this guy's legit. Okay, give me the gun. Watch him just walk off. Like it's just an every fucking day routine.
Yeah, but these got there and they ended up in a safe space there. And let me just grab the front view of
South Africa. Scary, man. I've watched a couple documentaries on South Africa. Like it, yeah. I would not want to be a driver.
They've definitely been in this situation before. And so the Josh and Robbie, it could just be so that truck right there,
it could be
so this slang, is the front slang. View. Why didn't we watch this in the first time?
Well, because it's the other one is
that was the one that we just watched. Chance with was the one that went viral. This is a newer.
Then they keep releasing.
Oh man, this is insane.
Watch this maneuver he does coming up. It's so GTA. It's ridiculous.
Go to get the kids to school. Go to get him to school before bell.
Get out of the way. Is that the people shooting? Yeah. Oh, fuck. I would have. See, this is why I would die in a situation like this, because my instinct would have been ram the other vehicle.
No, he's fighting off two or three different vehicles.
Oh, man. This is the craziest fucking video I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
This happened 2 weeks ago. It's not even like an old video. It's like the 22nd of April it came out. Okay, so this leads us into our What Would Jerry Do for the week.
What would Jerry do? I'm just going to let this go.
Okay.
What would Jerry do?
Okay. What would Jerry do? All right.
Okay, so Jerry is not the driver. He's the passenger. And yeah, obviously they're transporting some sort of like
oil. Dak Prescott.
Dak.
Yeah, but if Jerry was in the vehicle with this ace driver, it's the South African driver, because obviously Jerry sees this video viral. He flies this guy out from South Africa, pays him a bajillion dollars. He's now Jerry's personal. He's Jerry's personal driver. So it's game day Sunday. Jerry can't fly the 301 to the stadium, so he has to take a vehicle. And guess what? There's a robbery or a
They're
heist.
Trying to take Jerry for
they're
ransom.
They're trying to take Jerry for ransom. They're gonna hold a gun to his head. And this is really dark right now. But
I like it.
You know what? Like this is. So what would Jerry do? Jerry's the passenger because Jerry won't sit in the back.
No.
You know, Jerry won't sit in the back. He's sitting in the front.
I'm coming up front.
What do we think Jerry to do? Our guest, let's take it first. Situation comes up. How would Jerry react? Because
a tough one.
Our guy in the passenger seat in this video
didn't do much.
He's calm. He didn't do anything actually. And when he says call Robbie or Josh, he's literally just like sitting there, like I don't even know what I'm supposed to do right now. It's like I would be. Both of them aren't panicking, which is crazy.
If you watch the guy in the passenger seat,
I think he is panicking.
Yeah, he's like
he's deer in the headlights. He's like in shock. He doesn't know what to do.
The driver is like, every fucking day, every day, mate.
He's the rookie in the dressing room. Yeah. He's basically just like...
He's like having a hard time breathe.
Yeah.
So what would Jerry do in this situation, Rev?
Yeah.
You know what? Jerry would have on speed dial with his oil tycoons, and he'd be getting an air strike in right away. Jerry would be like...
The Harrier's on standby. Yeah.
He'd be like, Mr. Bush... We're going to need you to get in an airstrike here on the 301. We're going to need this white Ford Ranger. We're going to need that off the highway.
And then
he'd have his helicopter come in, pick him up, drop him off at the stadium.
Get extracted from the moving vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
As he's getting pulled up. Don't leave me, Jerry.
So That is a great answer. I think Jerry would have been the guy obviously has anything in his life planned to a T, right? He's already thought of this situation, and kind of like what Rev said, he has people on standby. He has like we've talked about before, he's playing 4D chess.
Oh, yeah.
These motherfuckers trying to take him for ransom? You bitches playing checkers. Jerry is ready for this shit. So I don't know if he's got some sort of C4 grenades that mm-hmm. he's going to toss out the window at mm-hmm. these guys, or if he has some sort of, I don't know, billionaire Batman ejection seat that's going to get him out of this situation. But I just feel like Jerry, if he's taking a vehicle, he has some sort of backup plan just in case he has this situation happen. As far as what it is, I don't really know, but I do think he's planned, and maybe it's the Harrier airstrike.
How about this for a curveball? Maybe Jerry already has the world's first flying vehicle. Nobody knows it.
And he's
been waiting for a moment like this to just be like, peace.
You know how I said never push the big red button?
Push the big red button.
What? Let's see Elon do this shit. Yeah.
Soul ride.
But yeah, I don't know. I think he plans for it, or he just gets taken, killed, I don't know. Maybe they just get him. Maybe they get Jerry, and this guy doesn't pull off what he did the first time.
You know what I think happens?
Yeah, what do you got? Let's hear your yarn that you're going to spin for us, AJ.
So Jerry's I think he does this. I hate to break it to you. This is your last day on the job. Pop!
Oh, no.
Caps the driver.
He wants to drive?
No.
Or he's in on it?
He's in on it, and they take Dak to a warehouse.
Because they are transporting Dak.
Don't hurt his muscles, but give him a little
rough
him up. So, and then, you know, better contract, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
So Jerry is
Jerry's got insurance on it.
Jerry's he's the fucking mole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking
so
Jerry.
It's mogul move.
I highly disagree with you on that. So this is what I think is going to happen.
I don't wish that Jerry would do that.
No, of course we don't wish that Jerry. No. So I think that as that happens, you see the bullets hit. And then all of a sudden, Jerry's like this. He looks around, pulls a helmet like this, like Darth Vader, you know,
Dallas
Iron
Cowboys
Dallas
like,
Cowboy
like
helmet.
It looks like the helmet, you Cowboys know, in the first Iron Man, that shitty first version Iron Man suit. Mm-hmm. He puts this like steel bulletproof helmet on. He pulls out two fucking handguns, and he goes like this. Presses the sunroof with his hand like that with the guns, like he's not gonna go like this and press it. He's gonna fucking press it with it. So he goes like that, and then he gets out, and he's like, "Come at me, bro." He's wearing a full body armor suit. He starts shooting the tires on everybody because you know Jerry takes weekly fire range.
Oh, like, Jerry, kind of Jerry can shoot.
Jerry
he's a straight shooter.
Two six shooters?
Yeah, there's six shooters.
Yeah, six shooters. Because
he only needs 12 bullets.
He only needs 12 bullets.
Oh, yeah. Cougar
no
mags.
Matter what situation.
The guy's got magnums for sure.
The driver says, "Jerry, take my AR." And Jerry goes, "No.
Son,
I only need 12 bullets, son.
We use six shooters where I'm from."
So then after he does that, obviously he reaches down. He pulls up this like Coleman's cooler or even a Yeti. He probably have a Yeti.
He
pulls
a
up
Yeti.
A Yeti cooler, opens it up. And then he brings out these grenades that look like Dallas Cowboy helmets, pops the grenades, and he starts tossing them like Mario Brothers.
I like it.
He says, "My grandkids play Mario Kart. Fuck you.
You motherfuckers ain't taking me alive."
Yeah.
On that note, it was another great episode. What do we hit for time? I need to hear it. I need to hear it.
106, bitch.
106. The draft, the fantasy guru here. Got us our longest episode yet. Thanks, Rev. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks
Bandwagon boys, it's always a pleasure. And I'm your boy, Anth Best. Big Hud, you know what to do.
I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.